Hey, it's Nikki. I'm the 10-Minute Mom, and on this show, I love to share tips and tools to help you gain clarity, change your thinking, and live a life that is happier and full of more fulfillment in small pockets of time because moms are busy, let's be honest. But on this show today, I want to talk about confidence. It's something that we all want more of, and I'm going to share some tools and strategies so that you can put them into action and start creating more confidence in your day and in your life. But before we get started, I'm the owner of the 10minutemom.com blog as well as a life coach. So I'm excited to share some tips and tools with you today. And I know some of these things, as I put them into practice, as I've helped other people put them into practice, have made huge impact on how they feel about themselves and the action that they take in their lives. So let's get into it. So what is confidence? Confidence is the belief in oneself and the conviction that you have the ability to succeed and the willingness to take action. So, not just believing in yourself, but also willing to take the action to go after what it is that you want in life. And this is important because I'm sure you could think of different scenarios throughout your life, whether it's as a parent, whether it's in relationships or friendships, in your workplace, in your business, that you may wish that you could have shown up with more confidence, or you can think back to a time that you did and how good that felt and the outcome from that. So, having confidence is key to unlocking your potential and moving forward in your life and making progress. And we all know how good progress feels. It helps us feel like we are living the life that we want to. But I'm going to share some stats with you because I think this is interesting and it helps you understand that you're not alone. So, according to Dr. Joe Rubino, 85% of people across the world have issues with self-esteem. And we know when you have issues with self-esteem, that affects our mental health. So, working on ways that we can improve our self-esteem, improve how we see ourselves and view ourselves and have more confidence, not only helps us just feel good, but it truly does impact our mental health. And thinking about that too with our kids, if we can teach them these tools and if we can show up and model this behavior, that will impact our kids and their future mental health and confidence and self-esteem and all those things that we really care about, right? But I want to really get into some ways that we can start feeling better about ourselves. We can start showing up as the best version of ourselves and feeling great while we do it. So, the first step I want to talk about is in your physical body. So, how you can use your body to feel more confident. And there's a few different ways that you can do that. So, say you're going to have a conversation with someone that you're not feeling 100% about, or maybe you have to do a presentation, or you just want to show up in a way that exudes confidence. So, one of the things that you can do is to use your body in a bigger space. So, take up more space with your body. So, not, sometimes we can curl up and try and feel small. You want to take up the space and just own the room. And you can do that by doing like a Superman pose. So, like standing with your feet in a walk, like shoulder width apart, hands on your hips. Another one that I love, and this is something that plays in my head all the time. It was from a Mel Robbins episode. I think it was about confidence as well. And she had a guest on the show, and I think was a body language expert. So go and check out that episode. It's about confidence, Mel Robbins podcast. But she said this little phrase, and it really stuck with me. And I think that you should try this out. So I think all the time we think about posture, like stand up straight. And I think the first thing we do when people say, stand up straight, have good posture, is we like roll our shoulders back in like a weird way. And then that feels weird and unnatural. And then if you're standing in a weird, unnatural pose, you don't feel confident either. So she had this little phrase, and it goes like this: where the wall meets the ceiling is that confident feeling. So think back. So, like Care Bears, okay? Remember the Care Bear stare with their bellies? Okay, you're gonna move that just up to your chest. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you've got to check out the curvers. But so think of that like energy center coming from your chest, and then all you're going to do is aim that where the wall meets the ceiling in a room. Okay. And as soon as you do that, it is the easiest way to stand up taller, take up a little bit more space, and it feels really natural. It naturally puts your body in alignment to feel confident, and have good posture and all of those things. So, where the wall meets the ceiling is that confident feeling. Start with that for the best quick boost when you're walking into a room and you want to show up a little bit more proud and better posture and like you're owning the space. The next thing I want to talk about, second thing, is self-care. So, as busy moms, I talk about this a lot on the show. Sometimes we feel selfish when we take the time to take care of ourselves. But studies show when you take care of yourself and pour that into yourself, you're much better equipped to deal with the stresses in your day and to show up in a way that is a better version of yourself. And when you do that, that also builds confidence. So, thinking of a mind, body, soul approach is a great way to build a self-care routine. And it doesn't need to be a long, drawn-out thing. Think of 10 minutes. I share it so much, but it's so important. 10 minutes, okay, for mind, body, soul. So, starting with your mind, what's something, if you're listening to this, you're obviously someone that cares about what they're, thinking about and trying to improve themselves and make themselves better. So good for you. You're already doing it. But a few other things for mind. What can you absorb or learn or take in that will help build your confidence and build your awareness and give you different skills? Because really, when we build more skills and we gain more knowledge, that helps boost our confidence. So something as simple as, reading a couple pages of a personal development book, listening to a podcast on your way to work, attending a workshop or some kind of training, like any of those things. And when I say that, I mean like online, right? There's like little snippets you can do courses, do a few minutes, a couple pages, a couple minutes can make all the difference. And, sometimes we brush that off and we say, oh, what difference will it make? It's only like 2 minutes. It does make a difference. And over time, those 2 minutes build and build and build. So, starting with your mind. The next thing is your body. So, doing something that feels good for your body and you're taking care of your body, because when we learn to take care and love our bodies, we build more confidence in our physical body, right? Think of any successful person that you know. I can't think of one that doesn't do something to care for their body every day. So whether that is, getting into the routine of just drinking more water or taking your supplements or medication if that's what you need, or getting outside for a walk around the block, doing a little bit of yoga. There are so many ways that in a small bit of time, you can, take care and nourish your body and start your day in a really great way. And the last thing is soul. So that to me is like your highest self, your inner self. So this can be things like journaling or affirmations or meditation, visualization. So mind, body, soul. A 10-minute routine to just really check in and take care of yourself. The next thing is your voice. So when you're speaking to people or doing a presentation or just going about your day, starting to have more awareness about your voice. And this is something, actually, it's funny, statistically, as Canadians, I'm Canadian, we tend to have that little like up on the end. That's almost like a question how we finish our sentences. So, and women do this a lot too. So, trying to be aware of one, the speed in which you speak. I've always been a fast talker. It's taking time to slow things down and also talking like low and slow. So, not rushing through your thoughts, giving your time to really think and speak clearly. Seems like a small little thing, but sometimes we feel rushed when we get nervous. So a confident person's going to slow down their speech and think things out. Also becoming aware of things like, you know, all those little sounds we make when we're thinking and processing and not totally aware. If you can become more aware of those things, and we all do them, but when you can reduce them, you do sound more confident. And then coming back to that, on the end of your sentences, this is something that I have worked on a lot and continue. And it's very easy to notice it, but it's not as easy to change it. So when you're talking, you want the end of your sentence, unless it actually is a question, to end lower. So not, I think that that's a good idea. That's like a question, right? Instead of saying, I think that's a good idea. So a little bit lower on the end. So try that. Try and become more aware of how you speak, the speed, the tone, the question or inflection, and start paying attention to those things. Because when you can start being more aware of how you present yourself, it can make a really big difference. Okay, next one is stop apologizing. I think women in particular are the biggest apologizers. Another Canadian kind of joke is always saying sorry, and it's something that people pleasers do. So it might be a habit. You might not realize that you do it. I have apologized to like a mannequin in a store that I bumped into, which is ridiculous. So again, it all starts with awareness of how you are, you know, communicating in your day. But the reason why it is really important to become aware of how you're communicating and what you're saying and all of that is confident people don't constantly apologize. So you can't be confident and a people pleaser at the same time, right? Of course, there are times that an apology is important and necessary, but most of the time you can change that language. So think of the time, you know, even simple things like being late for something. So instead of saying, you know, I'm really sorry I'm late, which you know, you want to be respectful of people's time, but you can say, thanks for being patient. And that's it. So try to find the switch from going from apologizing for something to thanking the person for, you know, their patience or their understanding. It's a small little switch. You can use this when you're speaking, you can use it in your emails, but it makes a big difference in your tone and your confidence because confident people aren't always apologizing and you don't need to apologize all the time. So think in your day to day, try and pay attention of how many times you actually apologize when it was not necessary. Like, make a little mental tally, write it down if you need to, but think through your day of how often am I saying sorry without really meaning it? Like, you know, holding a door for someone awkwardly going into a store, like, oh, sorry. How often are we saying it like that? How often are you in your communications in whether it's work or in your personal life, are you apologizing instead of when there's an opportunity to just thank someone? Write them down and pay attention to it because the more awareness you have around it, that's when you can start actually making the shifts of adding in a pause or adding in a thank you or just silence. This next one is a fun visualization exercise. So, I want you to think about your ideal self. So, if you could think of the most confident, wonderful version of yourself, how does she act? How does she speak? Who is she spending time with? How does she move throughout her day? So, once you have a really clear visualization of this, then start acting as if. So, once you know that the confident version of you, you know, before she walks into a room, takes a deep breath, fixes her posture, puts a smile on her face or just a nice calm breather so that she feels in control and present in the moment. Once you know that that version of you does that, then you can start doing it because there's no reason not to. Once you understand how the confident version of you, or how the whichever, this works in so many ways, but we're talking about confidence. So the confident version of you shows up, you can start just showing up that way. And it will feel uncomfortable. You might feel like a little bit of a phony, but that's okay because with repetition, you will start to embody those feelings of confidence and you will just become it. And it is that simple. Okay, and last tip is to take action. I cannot stress this enough. We can talk about body language and routines and how we speak and all these things, but the fastest way to gain confidence in anything that you do isn't to learn about it, isn't to visualize it, it's to do it. Okay, and I'm sure you can think of a time in your life that you found stressful, you were worrying about it for so long, and you just didn't feel like you could do it. Maybe it was giving a speech at school. Maybe it was asking your boss for a raise. Maybe it was, having a conversation within a relationship about what your needs were, and you were feeling like they weren't being met. And you just felt like you couldn't do it because you didn't feel confident enough to advocate for yourself, or to bring it up, or to, have a difficult conversation. I think this is where action matters so much. And I can think back, this is like a funny little story, but I think that most people have a funny little story like this that they can remember. And it's great actually if you can think back to your child self, because sometimes we get too much in our heads as adults. So, way back when I was about 5 years old, my dad built this amazing, like amazing treehouse at our old house. It was two stories. It had built-in bunk beds. The top part of it had like, it was like a balcony, open air kind of space where the downstairs had bunk beds. There was like a ladder and a little bridge across to get to it. It was the coolest thing ever. And I remember when he like finished it and we were so excited. And one of the things he put on it was a fire pole. So to get from the top floor down. And that was really, when I think about it, kind of the only way to get down, because it would be awkward to go across the bridge and then back down the little ladder on the tree. But it was super cool. But I remember being so afraid of that fireman pole. I just remember being up there for like probably an hour while my brother and sister were going up and down and around over and over again, having a great time. And sometimes fear just gets in our way and we just won't do the thing. So think about your own time right now that you have been stuck or frozen in a moment where you know that the outcome's probably good. It's probably something you're going to enjoy, but you just don't have the confidence to push over the edge to just go do it. So, anyways, we spent. I think both my parents were there being like, you can do it, just do this. I think my siblings were both saying, trying to walk me through it and explain it. And I was just so scared. I just didn't feel confident enough to reach out and slide down the pole. When I finally did it, and I think it was through encouragement, maybe a little bit of like, I don't want to be the youngest and be left out. But when I finally did it, it was such a good feeling. And then I just spent probably another hour, like a circuit, doing it over and over and over again. So sometimes that first push can be the hardest one, but it also unlocks that feeling of, oh, I did it. And when we do things and we have that moment of, oh, I did it, that builds confidence so that the next time we're faced with a challenge, we're ready to go again. So think about it as well when you are maybe wanting to start something new, but you don't feel confident. One thing I hear a lot is about videos. So coming on and talking on camera, And I know Courtney on the Renaissance Mama has a program that is actually for that. So if you want to learn more, she can teach you all the things about confidence in that area. But that's something too that I think sometimes we look at other people. So takeaway, comparison is a thief of joy. We look at other people, we look at what they're doing, and we compare ourselves and say, oh, I could never do that, or I'm not good enough, or I can't do this, or I look this way. But you're comparing to a moment in time that you see another person. And the reality is, some people have said to me, you know, you're great on camera, you're so natural. I was the kid that would stay home sick when we had to do speeches in school, and it made me so uncomfortable. But over time, when you push through that discomfort and you allow yourself to just kind of fudge your way through it, and then do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again. Action creates confidence. There is no way that you are going to be prepared for that conversation or asking for that, you know, promotion or raise or going for the thing that you want by sitting and thinking about it. You will never get there doing that. I promise you, it always comes from taking action. And that is probably the biggest discomfort for people. But when you take action, you prove to yourself that you're willing and able to do it. And whatever the outcome is, you prove that you have the ability to go after what you want. And the next time will be a little bit easier, and the next time will be a little bit easier. So I hope that whatever is on your mind right now, whatever has been sitting, that idea in your head, that you start to take that idea off the shelf and come up with an actual plan to go and do it. Because if you're letting your lack of confidence, or you know, you feel like you can't do it, or I'm not good enough, or you know, so and so already had this idea, or you know, people will think this about me, all those little things in our head, you're never I'm gonna get where you want to be, and you are so worthy of going and doing that. And the only thing that's between you and what you want is you. You've got to get up and try and go again. And that confidence is like a muscle. The more that you try the things and go for the things, the stronger the confidence muscle gets. So let's recap quickly. The first thing is in your body, how you can show up, take up space. Where the wall meets the ceiling is that confident feeling. Okay. The next is your mind, body, soul, self-care approach, taking the time to love on yourself, to build your skills, to nourish your body, and to take care of your mind. When you do that on a daily basis, you will gain more confidence because you're caring for yourself and you're building skills and you're loving yourself. The next thing is our voice. So, working on paying attention to those ums and ahs, and if we're asking questions or saying statements, stop apologizing. Stop, you know, saying sorry for every little thing. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to, you know, have little accidents or mistakes in your day and thank people for their patience. You don't have to apologize for every little thing, especially the things that are out of your control. And aren't actually something you should apologize for. And next thing is that ideal self. How would the ideal, most confident version of you show up? And how can you start taking action today to act as that version of her? And finally, taking action. So I hope that you will take something from this episode and put it into action today. Don't wait. You know, the simplest thing is always the best place to start, I think. So, whether that's you go out and you start being more aware of your body language, you catch yourself before you apologize, or you just think of how the best, most confident version of you will walk into a room. Maybe that's wearing something that you don't usually wear, whatever it is, but go out and do that today. That's what I've got for you. Thank you guys so much for watching. And I just want to say, I believe in you. You are worthy of living a life that you love. Just give yourself 10 minutes. Bye, guys.
Before you go, I just wanted to say I hope that you'll check out the blog, the10minutemom.com, and if you'd like to work one-on-one with me, let's connect. And a little disclaimer, I'm not a therapist or a doctor. This is for entertainment purposes only.